Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's Howard Dean, who is somehow picked up Korean.
Maybe.
And he's a basketball announcer.
Ah! Wow!
I mean... And I know it's coming up on the giggle hour for you, but every time I hear that, I cannot help but think about Howard Dean.
Ah! Wow!
I just wish there were more people who would, I got to think that there's people in their 20s and 30s, and this is just flying over their head.
Perhaps.
Like, Grandy, did you even know who Howard Dean was until we explained the whole thing to you?
I wouldn't have been able to give you his name. I've definitely seen
that
before, and I've heard the story, but I wouldn't have been able to pull it just randomly.
It's 21 years old. That's 21 years old.
Right.
Okay.
Howard Dean is now 76, and just a brief backstory. At the time...
This Bay Area Backroads?
No. Doug McConnell. That's another... You don't know what Bay Area Backroads is. You can't, possibly.
Bay Area Backroads...
Yeah.
Now
it's a show where a guy used to get in a Jeep and like drive to a Bay Area locale. And today we're in Tamales, and he would just show you like what goes on in Tamales.
That's nice.
That's where I first learned about the mystery spot. You've all watched for years. You ever see the bumper stickers that are on everybody's cars
for a long time
that say the mystery spot in Santa Cruz? I always used to see those bumper stickers and be like, I'd like to know about what is this? What's the mystery spot? And then one day, there it is on the TV, Barrier Backroads. You know what we're doing today? We're going to go to the mystery spot in Santa Cruz. I'm like, dog, take me there. What is the mystery? I want to know about it. And actually, I still to this day couldn't tell you really what it is. People have told me, like, it literally is just a spot. Have you ever been there?
No, that's part of the mystery. Is you don't really know, like, it's a spot.
The mystery is there is no spot. Can you find it? Oh, now my mind's going to something else. Anyway.
Bay Area Backroads, 1985 to 2008.
Really?
Good run for Doug.
It's a really good run. How does that match up with Evening Magazine with Jan Yanahiro and Richard Hart?
Okay. The fact that I know all these things, it's really breaking my heart.
Jan Yanahiro was my boss. She hired me at Academy of Art. That's how I got teaching over there. It was Jan Yanahiro.
Great.
Because of a recommendation from Peter Hartlob. I mean, just legends. Legends in this town.
It's amazing.
Have you ever heard of Evening Magazine, Grandy? Evening Magazine.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Have you ever heard of Jan Yanahiro?
No.
You've never heard of Richard Hart?
Maybe.
This is a problem. It's a problem.
I won't even hit you with Van Amberg because...
I've heard of the mystery spot.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, Jan and Richard need bumper stickers. Maybe that would help. I don't know. All right, let's go live to Mark Randy, who's got an update for us on the NBA Finals.
Oh, you said last segment that 2021 NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah, the
Bucks-Suns.
Bucks and Suns.
What, most forgettable series or whatever?
Just the most, like, nondescript. Yeah.
Game one of the NBA Finals this year, Pacers-Thunder, averaged a 4.7 rating and 8.91 million viewers on ABC, making it the lowest rated and least watched finals opener since Nielsen tracking began in 1988, excluding the COVID-impacted 2020 and 2021 finals.
Okay. Yeah.
That's... Great game, but not a ton of people watch.
4.7. And are you looking at the list of all of the...
I can probably find it, but I don't have it in front of me right now.
Not that important, but, you know, if you look at the Warrior-involved Steph Curry ones, which are pretty recent, even the one in 2022, Bay Area, Boston, two big markets, and those numbers are far, far better. I think it's a little bit of a shame because, you know, you watch the Pacers, and like you said, Mark, these games are never over. It isn't over till it's over, and that game, that was a very entertaining basketball game. Fun.
It was great, but that's not, you know, like, this is completely predictable. It's Indianapolis against Oklahoma City.
Yep.
And in fact, like, even Shai Gilgeous-Alexander being the MVP, I would argue there's no player that is like an iconic NBA star that people are like, I got tuned in to watch that guy. There's no Giannis, there's no Steph, there's no LeBron, not even a Jokic. There's no name like that. Shai is not that yet. He's just not. I mean, I know how wonderful he is and was this year and MVP and all of those things, but he's in the middle of America and is brand new to that level of stardom. And Halliburton, you know, now people are calling him a superstar. I don't even know if he was a star at the beginning of the playoffs, let alone a superstar.
Yeah,
he was a good player.
Oh, yeah, very good.
But I don't know if I would call him a star.
Well, even think about the final four teams in the NBA playoffs. You've got Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns. You've got Anthony Edwards and, you know, Julius Randle.
Right.
These are not household names to the casual fan, and that's why I wonder about the future of the association and who is going to be next as far as being the face or the faces of the league, because Steph at 37, LeBron's 40, and KD is in his late 30s, and the other guys you would say are icons. Giannis a little bit younger, but a lot of these guys are starting to age out, and I don't know who's going to take the mantle.
They don't either, and this is kind of this goes back to the point we were just making about, like, if the only... I know people go, God, the only goal is winning. No, it's not. No, it's not. If the only goal was to win, yeah, maybe you do call a radio station and talk about trading Steph Curry a year ago and getting a massive haul, and then you could win. But never forget that these teams are also running a business and putting on a show. And that number of 8-point-something million viewers.
8.91.
8.91. I know roughly what an NBA Finals number that has LeBron or Steph is. And you're talking about at least a 50% increase on viewership if Steph or LeBron is in the game.
It was 3 million more people in 2022 with Golden State and Boston.
Yep.
The rating was a 6.4 instead of a 4.7, so it's about 30% higher.
Okay, so like that's what that guy is worth. And I know you'll say, oh, but it's a major market. It's true. But it's also, like, it's been proven for a decade, the ratings drivers are LeBron and Steph.
Game one, 2018, Cleveland and Golden State, not necessarily two major markets, but they doubled last night's audience, 17.7 million.
You don't trade those people, period.
Yep.
Like, that's why it's a non-starter. You don't give the show away. It's just like and that's why that's always been, you know, kind of, I think, for you, for me, that's always been, I don't want to call it a tune-out. Like, I understand where people are coming from, but it is. It's a non-starter. It's a non-starter of a conversation. It still is. He's about to turn 38 next year, and it's a non-starter because the dude is still the show.
He's the show, and he is the draw. And if you don't have the show and the draw, and I'm just looking year over year and going back to 2007, when it was San Antonio beating Cleveland, San Antonio had a lot of quote-unquote stars, but smaller markets. LeBron James on that Cleveland team, and they got 9 million viewers for game one, which at that point was unheard of how low it was. So the rating comes down to really the markets first, and then secondarily, is there a watchable star out there?
Granny, what else you got?
I think Dibs is looking at the same thing that I see. But yeah, some of the other numbers. 2015, Warriors-Cavs, first year Warriors were in the finals. 17.77 million was the game one number. Next year, the 73-win Warriors, who just overtook the Thunder, that 3-1 comeback, game one of that finals in 2016, 19.2 million. Like, talking about 10 million more.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's why when people sort of saw that this was headed toward Indiana and Oklahoma City, all the media people are like, oh, God, low ratings and whatnot. It's like, I don't know if, you know, most fans out there care. It's like, you're right. I get it. We get how this works. But the NBA is not actually run by a conspiracy. You're actually allowed to win, even if you're in a mid-market. And so here we are. You know, they've earned their way there. I find it interesting. Yes, I put a little paper on it to make it even a little bit more interesting. And whatever, we'll see where it goes. But this, it's pretty predictable that those numbers, they're going to be low.
Yeah.
They're going to be low.
And that's just the nature of it. And I wonder about the idea of parity in the NBA. Adam Silver spoke before last night's game. It's the tradition that the commish will speak before game one. And one of the things he was asked was, is it a good thing that y'all have a seventh different champion over the last 7 years? And he didn't really say if it's good or bad. It's just kind of the reality of the yep. CBA and, you know, where the sport is right now. The sport is healthy. If you look at their recent contract that they've signed to go back to NBC, they're paying big money to have the rights to this. So I don't think we should cry poor for the league or for the networks. The cap is going up and the money's coming in.
Here's what Adam Silver said about this, and this was just yesterday, I guess, right?
This was, it might have been 2 days ago, I think it was. He was doing his little media tour before what Dibs is talking about, speaking ahead of game one. This was on FS1 Breakfast Ball with our friend Mark Schlereth.
Okay, yeah. This is what Adam Silver said on what you're talking about.
It's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Nobody would, those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So we, in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And just by way of background, you know, we're going to have to go through a process of getting to the point where people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be right there, and it's the best basketball. Similar to, again, with the Super Bowl, if I asked somebody if they were going to watch the Super Bowl, they wouldn't say, who's playing? It's a national holiday. And right now, that's nirvana.
That's,
you know,
the goal.
I'm not saying we're anywhere close to that yet. There's still, if the Knicks are in the finals, there's a segment of our fan base that's going to watch that may not watch if it's other teams. But my job is to get people to love and follow this game. And so that if you're a huge basketball fan, you should want to tune into the finals because that's the best basketball.
Well, what Adam didn't know at that time is that if he just got everybody to watch the Korean broadcast, then there would be 25 million people watching this game.
Wow!
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty exciting. Last Super Bowl had 127.7 million. And that's just in America. So it's cute that he tries to make the comp like, oh, the Super Bowl. It's not really a comp, but
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Super Bowl could roll out the two worst teams in football. You could put a high school game on and put them in pro uniforms, and it would still draw 100 million people.
Yep.
It's the Super Bowl.
Dude.
Also, in what world is Pacers Thunder comparable to Steelers Packers? They might be small markets, but those are two of the most meaningful brands in the NFL.
Exactly, but I think that's kind of his point, is the parity within the NFL, the structure of the way that sport is built, the fact that now all of us have these fantasy teams where we are activated by all of the other teams. It's the only sport where we can sit down. Again, I've told you this. My kids get mad at me when I lock in on the 49er game on TV because they want red zone. They're Niner fans, but they don't care. They'd rather have all the games flying around all the time, and it's the only sport that does that. And so that's what leads to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Los Angeles or New York being essentially equals. They're the only sport that's been able to create something like that. I don't think that'll ever change.
No, it won't. And I was just looking at market size, and take out what Grandy said about the iconic nature of Green Bay. That's the smallest market in football, market number 69. So if you just move up, and I gave you this Super Bowl pairing, it would be Buffalo and New Orleans in the Super Bowl. 120 million.
It doesn't matter.
Even if you went to a more obscure matchup, Jacksonville and New Orleans. 118 million.
Yeah, you might lose like three people.
Right, but like Jacksonville is market 43, New Orleans is market 50.
The Super Bowl has achieved a level where you feel like a weirdo if you don't know what happened. And I know that that's probably like, I mean, we're talking to a sports radio audience, so I feel like it's a safe space. You know what I mean? I'm sure that'd be offensive on some levels.
Well, you actually said this when you had the watch party Willard a few years back, and someone was just walking down the street in front of the lovely Christie's house, and
I wanted to interview him.
Call the police.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? What's wrong with you?
Totally.
You okay? Are you on like some sort of an Anne Heche journey right now? Like back in your house and watch a game. You
do
it.
Do you know who Anne Heche is, Grandy?
I don't.
Okay.
No. We're filled with some weird references. I told you it was Friday. I told you.
She was she was connected to Ellen DeGeneres for a long time.
Ah.
And I hope you know who that is.
Of course.
Okay. Then Anne.
They were a couple.
She lost her way and was found out in the desert, kind of like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hence the reference.
Yeah. Huh.
Sounds fun.
Anyway, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, at least for now. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Okay, hey, hype in the city, Tom in Sonoma. 888-957-9570. Stay right there. We're going to come straight to you, but I've been promising this long enough, so let's play it. Listen to this. It's kind of fun. Draymond Green on Jimmy Kimmel. Was this last night?
Yeah.
The night before? Last night. Draymond Green and Jimmy asked him, hey, when Luka got traded to the Lakers, What was your reaction? And listen to the story he ends up telling.
When it first happened, we were at the Warriors charity poker tournament. And I had just saw Joe Lacob 10 minutes before this happened. And I saw Joe. And Joe gets excited. And that's my guy. Like, we've been together 13 years, championships. Joe Lacob's owner of the Warriors, majority owner. And Joe goes, Draymond, I think we're going to get Kevin Durant. Like, it's right there at the finish line. It's happening. We're getting Kevin Durant back. I'm like, oh, man. Like, here we go. Let's go. And we talk about it. He's like, you think it'll work? I'm like, absolutely. He leaves. He comes running back to me like 2 minutes later. Draymond, Draymond, I wasn't supposed to say anything. Don't say nothing to nobody. I'm like, Joe, I got you. I won't say anything anyway. So we're at this tournament, and I go sit down, and about 15 minutes later, Steph yells, Draymond, you see the trade? I go, it happened? Steph goes, wait, who? I said, oh, never mind, nobody. What happened? He's like, Luka got traded. I couldn't, and we're at this, like, it's video out, like, because we were at the charity poker
tournament. You guys reacting.
Of us reacting. I couldn't believe it. Like, superstars at 25 don't get traded. Luka's a mega star.
Right.
Just coming off the NBA Finals, like, you just don't see that in the NBA.
So he goes on to say, by the way, I know that that means I'm next. Well, I'm sure, and of course it's not, but like I do think that that's part of why NBA players sort of reacted the way they did, is it made them all feel like you're all if Luka's tradable, all of you are tradable. You know what I mean? I don't know if Steph and LeBron felt that way, but everybody else did for sure. And then the other interesting thing about it is obviously him being told that they were moments away from getting Kevin Durant. I guess maybe they hadn't asked Kevin, though, yet.
Yeah, there's that.
Remembering the way that went down. Kind of got vetoed.
A little bit, yeah. And Draymond, hey, it'll work. And I've actually seen the video of what he was describing, and I'm looking at it again, and you know, you see shocked faces of a bunch of different Warriors, a number of who would actually be traded in a matter of just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
There's a Kyle Anderson where he's got like the Macaulay Culkin. Do you know Home Alone? Have you seen that?
Yes,
Granny, I'm just trying to see where we are.
We're just checking.
Because he does the Macaulay Culkin. And looking back now, it's like, oh, Kyle, yeah. Turns out you could be traded.
Yeah. I mean, that's different.
Sure.
That's different. Everybody remembers exactly where they were when Kyle Anderson got traded, right?
I had forgotten what he was wearing at the poker tournament. It's like a turquoise feathery fluff coat. Very nice.
Were we on the air when the Jimmy thing went down? We were on the air, right?
We were at Splash, I believe.
No, you guys were here. It was right before...
Splash was the next day. Splash was reaction day.
Okay. It might have been in Warriors Live before the game in Utah.
That sounds
But it was
correct.
Right around then.
That sounds correct. Yeah, that sounds correct. So I do remember where I was, both for the Jimmy trade and the Luka trade.
Oh, because I remember you actually came on the air, I think, and said the Warriors have left the floor. There was a report that the Warriors were like going back in the locker room.
No, it was building. It was building. Like something was happening. And so, yeah, they built toward it and then we got word. But I remember where I was for both of those trades. The Luka trade, I was just sitting on my couch yelling at my son to shut up because I'm like, that's not true. He yelled from downstairs, Dad, did you see that Luka got traded to the Lakers? I'm like, shut up, dude. I'm not in the mood for your humor right now. It's been a long day. So just no, I did not see that Luka got traded. No, Dad, I'm serious. Look.
Is this the 18-year-old or the 11-year-old?
Yeah, 18-year-old. Pick up your phone. Look. I'm like, holy Schmidt.
Yep.
He's not lying. So, anyway.
Yeah. I was sitting in my bedroom waiting for Mai to finish up story time with her mother. Because, you know, I do the teeth brushing, and then she does the stories, and then I say the goodbye, and then we go on with our day.
Did you still have to brush the teeth?
Well, we do teeth first, and then she's doing stories, and I'm just, you know, looking
you're
at my
waiting.
Phone. Yeah. In the bed on my phone waiting for the for her to say, Dad, bring up the Milky. And then I get the Milky and then,
But I mean, did you tap out, though? You're like, honey, not now. Luka got traded to the Lakers.
No, because I'm just looking at it. And then by the time you do your goodbye, then it's like, okay.
I would actually love, knowing the way Mila uses the letter L, I would love to hear her say that Luka got traded to the Lakers. That would have been
the Yakers.
Yeah. Luka got traded to the Yakers.
Mila, did you hear what happened? Of course, Luka got traded to the Yakers.
She's like, I'm yacked in now.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
She said, I don't yike that for the Mavericks. She didn't like. Yike the deal.
They didn't yike it either. They didn't yike it either. But they yike getting Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
All right, Hype in the City. Hey, Hype, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Willard, Dez. First of all, I want to give you your flowers. You are the creme de la creme of 95.7. Been a longtime listener since its inception in 2011, so thank you for all that you do. This is kind of a curveball. I wanted to know if you were aware of a sporting event, the San Francisco Air Guitar Championship, which is happening tonight.
Ooh. Wait a minute. That's tonight?
I'm not aware of this. Hype, do tell.
Yes, yes. So Air Guitar, U.S. Air Guitar, has been in business since 2005, and every year there are regional events throughout the U.S., and one of them is tonight at the famed Bottom of the Hill. I'm sure you both have been there.
Many times. Many, many times.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a Lower Haight, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It's the bottom of Potrero Hill.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Okay. No, all yeah. Right. All right. I was getting it confused with another spot, shadowy.
Wait, do you know about this event?
Absolutely.
You
I
do.
Did. Yeah. We actually did a thing on it many, many, many years ago. And as you start to do the dive into this, this is a serious thing.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's not just like three long haired people horsing around. Like, people train and practice, and it's a real
this
thing.
This is incredible. Hype, are you in this, or are you just into this?
So I'm technically retired,
Hold on. Hold on.
Time out.
Hold on.
Time out, Willard and Dib.
Okay.
Hold on.
You've got Grandy on the floor. That, I just,
oh my God.
I don't care if that's been used before. That was magic. Wow.
I'm on air. All right, I'll stop
with
the fun.
Man.
All right, okay.
Yeah, it goes down from there. That's
it
a
does.
Three. But anyway, go ahead, Hype, as you were.
No, I really appreciate it, guys. So, yeah, tonight at Bottom of the Hill, 8 p.m., is the San Francisco Regional Air Guitar Championship. And the winner moves on to July 26th for the first time in 17 years. The Nationals is back in San Francisco at the Independent.
Wait, we're hosting the Nationals here?
The Natty.
That's right. The Natty is at the Independent on July 26th. And I'll end with this, my friends. Like, this is where it gets nuts. And Dibs, you're not wrong. This is serious stuff. The winner of Nationals goes on to Oulu, Finland at the end of August for the World Air Guitar Championship.
This is incredible. And I have so many questions for you, but I'm remembering in the past when we talked about this, isn't there somebody who's like the Joey Chestnut of air guitar? Somebody who's like an unbeatable force?
There is, and it is a San Francisco legend called Hot Licks Houlihan.
Yeah, yeah. Is he in the field?
I'm getting more and more into this as I listen. This is fantastic. Yeah,
yes,
is he
Willard,
still around,
yes.
Hype?
Join the dark side.
I love the dark side. I'm always on the dark side. I'm bummed that July 26th, I already know this off the top of my head, is a Saturday, because immediately my thought went to wherever this is, if it's on a weeknight, we should be there. We should be doing our show from this thing. But we don't work on Saturday, Hype.
You're making me want to reschedule it now.
Are you in charge of this thing or something?
I am on the U.S. Air Guitar Executive Committee, yes.
Wow. That is quite a title.
Yeah.
That is quite a title.
Yes, drip it, drip it.
I tell you what, we've actually, Hype, if you may, we've got a live call of the Air Guitar Championships from last year. This is from the finals.
자, 언더독, 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이합니다. 할리버튼,
할리버튼 프로
버튼을
했네요.
와! 와! 할리버튼! 와우!
와, Houlihan wins again. Am I right, Hype?
We're going to take it back from Cleveland and now San Francisco.
All right. Hey, Hype, have a great time, man. Good luck with it.
Hey, thank you so much, brothers. Take care.
All right.
Thank
see you.
You
later. That was amazing. He said he was
retired. Yeah, which clearly he's run the material before, but it was new for us.
Oh, that was pretty good. It's pretty good.
The defending champion is Zachary Ichabod Fame Knowles out of Canada.
This sounds like...
Who are you?
For whoever loves plays on words, this sounds like the Mecca. Like all of the whole thing is just plays on words. Everybody's names. We got Hype on here. He's retired.
Yep.
I mean, like this whole... Is this like the thing? Is this how it all goes down every year?
This is the thing.
All right.
It's a mix of comedy, music, and just all-out fun.
I have been known at a concert to get down with the air guitar to the point where back in college, I had some friends who were pretty uncomfortable going with me. They're like, we're going to need you to stop. This is Dorkville. Like, you got to just chill, dude. You're not in the band. So put your hands down and just get a drink.
Stop
and
rocking out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just was looking at the logo, and you know the logo for the NBA is the logo, red, white, and blue, yeah, silhouette of a guy playing basketball. This logo is a guitar pick, red, white, and blue, with a silhouette of a guy, right hand on the hip and left hand out on the neck of the guitar. There's no guitar. It's just an air pose, long hair, on a guitar pick.
Who's the person?
Don't know.
Who is, I need to know this.
It could be Kirill Guitarantula, Blumenkrantz, Guitarantula.
Who are you?
Blumenkrantz?
There's Matt Aristotle Burns. He actually went back to back.
What is going on here?
Wait a minute, you got all these champions, but he's saying that there's a, like you guys were just talking about this, that there's a Joey Chestnut of air guitar, and then you, but you have all these other names as champions.
Right, maybe he just is the American champ. I'm looking at only the world champs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does Finland host it every year?
I don't think so.
Or does
world
this
world champion of what?
I mean,
the rare Joe Shasky in the afternoon.
Good question.
That was pretty cool.
All right, how about Tom in Sonoma? Hi, Tom. What are you doing?
Hey, Willard. Hey, Dib. Happy Friday, guys.
Yep, to you too.
So I'm calling about your question. I would not trade Steve Kerr no matter what. But I do have a candidate I feel the Knicks should really look at, and that's Mark Jackson. I think that guy's a New Yorker, and he played for the Knicks. I think he'd be a great fit for him. So there's, if they get him, I'd be, because nobody's tried to hire him recently. But I got one more thing to say, guys.
Yeah.
We've got three All-Stars that are 35-plus. I believe J.K.'s coming back. I don't see us making any trades this year. I'm thinking this team is going to come back mostly intact. And my question to you is, if that team does come mostly intact, can we win an NBA championship?
Tom, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. A couple things to throw. I do want to comment on the Mark Jackson thing. Listen, I have no specific knowledge of this. This is just my read on the situation and whispers that I've heard. Some of you will get this reference. It does feel to me like Mark Jackson is the Eric Bieniemy of the NBA. And here's what I mean by that. Like, there's this person who has this resume that keeps making people think that he should get a job. He should get an offer. And Mark Jackson did play for the Knicks, and he's a New York legend and all of these things. Why did Eric Bieniemy, longtime offensive coordinator of the Chiefs, why did he never get a job offer? And people often pointed to systemic racism and things like that, and I'm certainly not going to say that that doesn't exist. Then again, there have been plenty of black coaches who have been hired over Eric Bieniemy. Same thing in the NBA. It is my sort of read on the situation that something's going on as far as behind closed doors or in the background or on the resume that is making teams look in a different direction. That's my read on it. Because, again, when you're making draft picks or hires, when it's going to be seven-figure investments by a team, they do a whole lot of background checking. They do a whole lot. And I just have a feeling that there are certain people in that situation where when you really get deep in the weeds on it, there's something going on that makes people uncomfortable. I don't really know what it is, but I think that that's probably what Mark Jackson has suffered from and why he's not never gotten another gig.
Right, and there are things out there that have been alleged and things that have been said by Mark Jackson that I do believe were a part of his removal here. And, yeah, he's been out of coaching for 11 years. Steve Kerr's in his 11th year. How many coaching changes do you think...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There have been in the last 11 years. I don't have that number, but I can tell you this. How many coaching changes do you think there have been in the past 12 months?
In the NBA?
Yeah. Since last year, June 7th. How many different coaching changes have there been?
Okay. You just want a number?
Yeah.
You're going to play the music.
It's between one and 30. I'll give you plus or minus one.
Oh, okay. And this is just since last June.
Last June 7th, so 365 days. How many different coaching changes have there been?
Well, I mean, I can think of four in the last, 4 weeks.
A little longer than that, but yeah.
Yeah, no, well, right.
Michael Malone was April 8th.
You had the three playoff coaches, and then you had Budenholzer with the Suns.
That's a quick four.
That's a quick four. So I would say, and then encompassing a full another NBA season, gosh, I'd probably add, give or take, another five in there. I'll go nine.
The answer is nine.
Kaboom!
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 You should hit yourself a wow!
자, 언더독! 언더독이 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이합니다. 할리버튼! 할리버튼 트롯! 버튼을 했네요! 와!
Yeah. I could ask you to name the teams. You would. I won't bore people with it.
No
but
chance.
Phoenix, the Knicks, the Spurs count. Thoughts and prayers to Pop.
Yep,
the Nuggets,
Pop.
The Grizzlies, of course.
Yep.
The Kings. We kind of forget about Mike Brown.
Right, Mike Brown.
The Pistons. The Cavaliers, last summer, they brought in Kenny Atkinson.
Sure.
J.J. Redick to the Lakers.
Oh, God. I forgot. Yeah, J.J. Redick.
And if you only go back another 4 months from that, there's four more. So my point of all this to Mark Jackson is there probably have been in the 11 years more than 150 coaching changes that have happened. And so if you haven't gotten a second chance, that ship, it has sailed.
There's a reason, man.
Yeah.
There's of course. There's multiple reasons.
Yeah. But anyway.
So anyway, then his next question was basically like, you know, what are the Warriors' chances at an actual ring if the roster construction remains exactly the same? Look, we're in the midst. The Indiana Pacers at this moment lead 1-0 in the NBA Finals, and nobody at any point, and most people still at this moment, would look at their roster and say, they might win a ring. Like, nobody ever would have said that. So I am going to put it above ground. It's north of zero are the chances. However, I don't think that, and I don't think they think that they are constructed perfectly. I'm over and over again sort of struck by how Steve Kerr would phrase this to us when Jimmy Butler arrived, and he always referred to it as, we found something. We found something. So I don't even think they knew exactly what they were looking for. They didn't even know exactly what the answer was. But you have to blend what you want with what's available. And I think that they'll do that again this offseason. I don't know exactly what's available to them, but they're not constructed perfectly. They are old, they are undersized, and they lack a little bit of shooting. All of that said, they're very good. So I'm going to put it north of zero, but to really feel like the Warriors have an actual shot next year, I think some new people, I think some new shooters and some new tall people need to be on the team.
So this year, they entered the season with the 11th best odds to win the NBA championship. This is according to the Action Network before the season started.
Yep.
They were 11th, and they wound up as one of the last eight teams in the postseason. That, for me, is an overachievement based on expectation and the results. Boston was number one. OKC was number two. The Pacers, they were 66-1, mm-hmm. which puts them at 17th. They had the 17th best odds, and here they are up 1-0, having stolen game one. Another lame expression, but they stole it, Mark.
Yep, they did.
And they actually kind of did steal it.
Yeah, but I mean, they've made a habit of it.
They were behind the Pelicans and just ahead of the Kings. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
So a team next year, the Warriors, they'll probably be about the, I would say, the 9th or 10th best odds on the board. And the 17th best odds this year are in the finals. And that Warrior team has got some championship pedigree. So,
well, you know, I mean, this is not even what we were necessarily talking about, but the way you just laid that out, it made me think of something. You know how we always hear, like, oh, America loves the underdog, and we love a great story. And every time it happens, I'm like, no, you don't. What were the ratings, Grandy? The lowest, like, you know, ever outside of COVID. Since when?
Since Nielsen started tracking, I think it was like 88 or something like that.
Yeah, you don't love the underdog. You don't love a good story. You love big, bad, fancy athletes. It's been proven over and over again. Everybody who ever showed up at a Super Bowl party and went, I'm so sick of the Patriots. No, you're not. No, you're not. You don't want to replace the Patriots with a cool story from Jacksonville at all. You want big, bad, fancy, famous people on your TV. That's what we've always wanted. What's going to rate better, Yankees versus Dodgers, or do you want a cool story? You want a cool story like the Anaheim Angels and a rally monkey? Like, no. So that's what we're seeing yet again. The Indiana Pacers are an unbelievable story, and it's a great underdog, 66-1. Start of the NBA Finals, plus 505, huge underdog, epic, historical underdog. And they hit a buzzer beater, and they're up 1-0, and in relative terms, nobody was there to even see it.
Yeah. Two examples to prove your point, and I'll start with baseball. 2023, Texas and Arizona.
Get another ring.
Fewest viewers in history for Major League Baseball. Last year, Dodgers-Yankees. That thing was up almost 100%.
Yep.
And you had, it was a $9 million on average in 2023. It was $15 million on average last year. You had all the names. You had Judge and Otani and New York and L.A. So you're absolutely right. And the other one is the highest rated NBA finals of all time is The Last Dance. You had big names.
Yeah.
You had The Farewell. Could they get their sixth? Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Stevie Kerr.
Yeah.
All the fellas. And it was Utah, not a big market. And yet, it was the story. It was the dude. It was a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's like, it's something that, quite frankly, the Giants have been battling. They were battling throughout the Farhan era. I know they tried, whatever, air quotes, all of that stuff. But it's like, even when they won 107 games, like, and a lot of people were there, and I get it. It did feel kind of fluky, but a lot of people were there to sort of like dismiss it and blow it off. And I think that that's a piece of it. You know, like it's not just about winning. It's really not. There are tons of examples in sports of teams that win but still don't interest people. And so that's just something I always notice. I think it's very relevant when we talk about people who wanted to break the Warriors up. That's why you don't do it. You don't break up these television characters. Because that's what they are. They're unbelievable television characters. And I don't care how young and good that other player is. That's like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, not a TV character. Sorry, not yet.
Yeah.
He's just not. And so he can be the MVP all he wants, but not a television character yet.
And I wonder who the next big NBA television character will be, because you've got some good candidates and – you know, maybe the best of all is Victor Wembanyama, just because he's such a unique athlete.
Maybe.
And but in America, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have that national appeal because he's French. And, you know, Nikola Jokic, great example, unbelievable player, best in the sport, but not American either. So does he resonate with a non-diehard basketball fan?
Yeah. I mean, there's like the domestic young stars who I think would resonate on TV if you got to become great, though, not just good. You got to become great. Anthony Edwards, Cade Cunningham. I think these guys.
John Morant is a guy.
John Morant, yeah, really, and good looking guys and all. I think they've got all those pieces, but you can't go to the second round, or whatever, even the third round.
Yeah,
you can't, like, it's just you got to be great. Let's go to Roast Beef in Richmond. I'm hungry. What up, Beef? What are you doing?
Shoot, I'm driving home, man. What's going on with you guys?
Hey, man, you know, we're just, you know, here talking.
I can dig it. Yeah, yeah, I just got in the car and turned you guys on and, you know, decided to call in.
Okay.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, by the way. Yeah, man, no, you guys, when I got in the car, you guys were talking about Mark Jackson. It just so happened to pop up.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, man, there was two things that was going on, and I believe it was the younger players. So this is like Draymond, Harrison Barnes, and those guys, right? And I mean, I'm not saying they said it, but I remember hearing it, that Mark Jackson would like show up because he's a pastor also, right?
Indeed.
So apparently he show up and like try to get guys to go to church. And if you didn't show up, then, you know, it may affect the playing time or whatever the case may be. Like, again, that was one of the rumors that went on around that time. But, you know, who knows? But the other thing, and I believe this is confirmed, that man kicked Jerry West out of one of his practices. Once he did that, I knew his deuce was cooked.
Yeah, I don't know all of the ins and outs. Like, the only stuff that's really, really public, and you may well be right, Roast Beef, and thanks so much for the call. I mean, the most outspoken person in all of this was Andrew Bogut. He has made no bones about the fact that he could not stand Mark Jackson. And there was a very fractured relationship. And whether it was about demanding going to church, I've also heard people be like, why are you out here demanding people go to church when then I see you do XYZ on your own time? I'm not going to put a label on that because I don't know the man and I don't know exactly what's happened, but I know that people have said that. So yeah, that's part of it. But you know, as far as where that goes next and why no one has hired him since then, I still believe there has to be even more to the story.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.